A Summer of Activity. A message from your chair, Barry Coop. I was so pleased to be able to get to the Rustington Centre a couple of times over the summer months. What a wonderful place to be when the sun's out. It was fantastic to see so much activity going on there. I'm delighted too that Llandudno Centre is fully open once again after essential building works forced its temporary closure. Having the chance to meet with members at our centres always reminds me of how much my father, and indeed my whole family, benefited from this charity and why in recent years I've felt so passionate about being involved. As you will know by now, we are currently planning a significant transformation of the charity with the clear aim of cutting costs and making our services more sustainable. If we don't balance the books, we simply won't be around in years to come to offer our support to those veterans who come after you. I know many of you may well be feeling concerned about potential changes to our services, but I want to be clear that we are committed to transforming the charity in a way that provides the most value to you. This is why our CEO, Adrian, has insisted on getting as much input from you as possible over recent months via the member conference and subsequent survey. As well as listening carefully to your thoughts and experiences, Adrian has been busy on a big piece of work, establishing the financial principles for the transformation. I'm delighted to say that the numbers have now been approved by the board. This is a very important step as it gives us a clear framework for a new strategy going forwards and all the work we still have to do. We are also committed to being ambitious in our vision. We know there are an awful lot more veterans out there who we could be helping, from the thousands with severe sight loss who don't yet know about us to those at the very early stages of their journey, desperately worried about their future. Whatever decisions we make in the next months, we are still looking to maximise on our unique expertise in the long term. I'm sure Adrian will provide a further update in next month's review. For now, as we head into the winter months, our minds turn to remembrance and to all those lives tragically lost at war, as well as the many good friends no longer with us from within this charity. The anniversary of D-Day has, quite rightly, been much celebrated this year, but did you know that it's also 80 years since another crucial battle in the Second World War? The Battle of Monte Cassino in Italy was one of the most brutal of the entire war, and many, many lives were lost on all sides. Later in this recording, we are honoured to be able to share an extract of a first-hand account of this battle. The experience by SAS veteran Mac McKinnon Patterson, now 100, gives us a glimpse into the frightening reality of war, and we thank him for sharing it. This remembrance, I will be sure to spare a thought for all of Matt's young comrades who never made it home.